This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Friday, March 26, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sheila Baradas. Making headlines today. South Africa's second largest steel producer, Highveld Steel and Vanadium, is considering a range of internal cogeneration and power generation plans in a bid to help cushion it from average Eskom tariff increases of around 25% a year between April 1, 2010 and March 31, 2013. Newly appointed CEO Scott MacDonald describes the increases, which were approved by NERSA earlier this year, as enormous. He told Engineering News Online that the increases would have a huge impact on the company's cost base. In the year to end December 2009, Highveld's energy costs rose 9% to 530 million rand, despite the fact that it curtailed output as South Africa descended into its first recession in 17 years. Higher electricity prices have also been identified as a key risk factor for 2010, during which the steel and vanadium producer hopes to show recovery when compared with 2009. The City of Johannesburg has released for public comment its proposed water, electricity and waste removal tariffs for the 2010-2011 financial period, which will begin on July 1st. The city indicated that power tariffs would increase, owing mainly to increases in City Power's bulk purchase costs from Eskom and the Calvin Power Station. Overall, the proposed increases appear to be higher than the municipal guideline increases of 15.33% approved for implementation by NERSA when it announced the Eskom increases on February 24, 2010. Councillor Parks Tau said that the step tariff introduced in 2008 would continue to apply and that the city's tariff structure would also continue to seek to incentivize demand reduction initiatives. Also making headlines, the World Steel Association says demand for steel around the world will rise 11% in 2010 as the global economy recovers. The South African Reserve Bank unexpectedly cuts its repo rate by 50 basis points to 6.5%. Toyota's recall program is more than one-third complete, and Heineken and Diageo conclude talks to build a 500 million rand barley malting facility at its brewery in South Africa. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.